Istanbul, not Constantinople. I play that for very good reason. That's where Sheridan has been. She's just back. Good morning.
Well, I went through Istanbul this time. Last time I went to Istanbul. This time I went through Istanbul on my way to Gaziantep, which is in southeastern Turkey, not far from the Syrian border.
That's where there's trouble, isn't there?
Yes, there is quite a bit of trouble there. But I didn't see any sign of it in Gaziantep, nothing at all. It's a very busy town. It's a town of about 1.8 million people. And there are a lot of Syrian refugees there, but many of them are working, actually. And I met quite a few of them who are running pastry and sweet shops.
Oh, Gaziantep.
Gaziantep, yes.
Okay.
And I went there because this year it's been nominated as UNESCO's Creative City for Food. And last weekend they held a bulgur festival. Now, do you know what bulgur is? You spell it B-U-L-G-U-R.
I think it's something to do with wheat.
Yes, it's a cracked wheat. And look, Australians used to use a lot of it, I mean, 10, 20, 30 years ago, in tabbouleh. You know that lovely parsley salad with tomato and cucumber and shallots through it?
Love it.
Dressed with olive oil and lemon juice. Very, very good for you. But it seems to have gone out of fashion. And yesterday when I went to Woolworths, which is, as you know, one of our leading supermarkets, they no longer carry it. I was really surprised. Coles has it and all the health food stores have it. The health food stores have it because they know how nutritious it is. It's a real nutritional powerhouse, rich in complex carbohydrates and low in fat, high in fibre, very, very good for you.
Okay.
Much better for you than rice, actually.
And apparently you've claimed that there are over 100 different ways to prepare it.
Well, when I was at the festival on the weekend, there was a table laden with 101 different ways of using bulgur, which really, my eyes popped out of my head. I'd never seen so many different ways. Mind you, there is fine bulgur and there's medium and there's a coarse one. The coarse one's the one that's like rice. And they use it to stuff eggplants. I even saw it stuffed into a pineapple. Can you believe that?
Oh, goodness.
It was inside an artichoke, and they use it in pilaf. So I saw an Italian chef using it for risotto. They use it in soups and even in sweets. They use it for halva, which is that lovely Middle Eastern dessert. And I saw it even in an ice cream. I tasted it, and it was actually very good.
Wow.
Amazing. There's just so many different ways to use this highly nutritious grain.
Well, now, there was another nutritious grain from somewhere else called quinoa.
Quinoa, yes. Well, that's the trendy one of the decade at the moment. That's from Bolivia. That's also an ancient grain. But bulgur actually is an older ancient grain. And in fact, it fills you up much more than quinoa. I must admit, I don't really like quinoa so much. It's can be a bit bitter, I think. Whereas I really do enjoy bulgur. And in fact, I even had some for breakfast this morning. I had it with yogurt and some fresh fruit. It was really delicious.
Now, do you have a bulgur recipe for us?
I do. I've actually got I've got a few on my webpage. I've got one from a really lovely book, an Australian book called Turquoise, which is by Chef Greg Maloof. And that's for a kofta dish. Kofta are sort of little meatballs. And then I've got another one from a book by Alan Onitan. And it's A Taste of Sun and Fire. And it's for delicious bulgur balls in a lovely soupy mixture.
Now, it occurs to me that we're talking about a Muslim country and it's Ramadan at the moment.
Yes, Ramadan, which means any Muslims who are listening, they'll probably be salivating because they're not allowed to eat during daylight hours, which is all right here in Australia at the moment because, you know, it becomes dark at about 5:30, 6 o'clock. But I do feel sorry for those Muslims who live in Turkey because it doesn't get dark until about 9 or 10 at night, so they're starving by the end of the day.
Now, all of these all of this information is on your website.
It's on my webpage, yes, and I've got quite a few recipes up there for different ways to use bulgur.
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Yes, that's right.
Good to talk to you.
Okay, bye.